Hello and welcome back to the Premier Business Academy. I hope you're having a fantastic day. So this podcast episode is called, Is It a Good Idea to Incentivize Lean? So let's roll. This is a new page from our upcoming book, The Premier Way. So this is a question I get asked a lot from business owners and people in management roles. Is it a good idea to incentivize lean? The short answer is no way. So why not? And so here's the reason, because as soon as you offer a bonus for an improvement, you're effectively saying that continuous improvement is not a way of life at your company. It is over and above your normal day job. And once you start to pay out a bonus to reward a certain behavior, it is very hard to go back. In fact, it's almost impossible to go back on that. But in the same breath, I'm a big advocate of gamifying a business. This makes business way more fun for your people. This is why we turn continuous improvement into a championship at Premier Group NZ. We call it the Lean Championship and we play it every week. We love to take our biggest challenges and opportunities and turn them into a game. Our Gold Calling Championship is another great example of this. I'll share more about that in another episode. In the Lean Championship, there is a winner and a runner-up for each of our three main business departments. We also award the overall winner for the week as well. We use Prezi cards for our awards each week, as this is a great way of rewarding our people and can be used like a cash bonus in a way. I've seen a lot of companies make the big mistake of offering cash bonuses as part of a lean improvement program. For example, they might pay a bonus of, say, $50 for an improvement idea. The problem with this is that $1 million idea is worth zero without $1 million implementation. So, of course, the improvement ideas pile up without any real progress being made. And anyone who has been in business for even a short while understands very deeply that there is no shortage of ideas out there or within your team or outside your business, but there is a big shortage of people who can actually implement them successfully. I've also seen companies incentivize the implementation of improvements. This is also very hard to measure and manage. So to avoid these pitfalls, we have gamified it with a point system, which we keep improving all the time. So one of our senior leadership team reviews all of the improvements from the week before and applies points for each improvement to ensure that the competition is as fair as possible. And if you've listened to our previous podcast, you'll know that currently we are tracking anywhere between 120 to sort of 200 improvements every single week across the business, and that's all shared on our continuous improvement chat, group chat. We're also improving the scoring system to ensure absolute fairness. And we're also always asking for feedback from the whole team on how we can improve the scoring and the championship overall. There are many benefits to using a point system to score the improvements. One major benefit is that we keep raising the bar as a team. The improvements just keep on getting better because as people score higher, it obviously forces the standard to keep going up and up and up if you still want a chance to be runner-up or winner of your department. If you choose to pay a bonus for an improvement idea or even an actual improvement, I believe you are throwing money away. You could argue that we are, in fact, incentivizing lean, but my reply to that is we're making lean way more fun. It has turned into a giant game for the team. Gamification is so powerful. It is not a bonus scheme. It is a giant game and no one is excluded. Everybody has the opportunity to score points every day and be in to win. And before you start any continuous improvement program, be sure to read the book 2 Second Lean by Paul Akers. Then you get your leadership team to read it so you're all on the same page. Then share it with all of your team chapter by chapter in your morning meetings. That's so powerful. This will simplify everything for you and your team and will ensure that you have a much higher chance of success with your improvement program. As always, please voice note me with any questions you may have if our podcast or our book hasn't clarified them for you. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to also grab all of our free resources at premierbusinessacademy.co.nz. Don't miss out there. We have thousands of subscribers who enjoy our tips and advice and help on their every day and every week. That's premierbusinessacademy.co.nz. We would love to see you there, and it's all for free. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.